The hunger is here again. You find yourself once more filled with it, once more inundated and awash in it. A hunger born not from your own deficiency, but from what you could be in and to the world. A mission given, a quest set, gish bestowed, a command that runs through you, fulminating pleasurable power inside of you until it is fit to explode. You will go out and be a collector of energies, soaking in the lustful good growth. That's you, bringing the breathing, thrusting, energizing urge. And that energy may be used for other purposes. You may have an idea or two about how you will use it when the time comes. In the thrust, in the pulse, in the fuck and the rut, in the heat of it, busting over you, the mindless deep musk, enmeshment and being filled, doing the filling, the coupling of lust that may flow in any direction as long as it flows towards sex and truth, and filling the hungry hole inside of you. Being filled, then doing the filling. Copying copious lust. Coupling until you bust forth with pleasure. Inflicted on the world because you affect the world around you. Your urges. Being fucked into it. But I need to prepare the seed for you. The deep impulse and the thrust and pulse. The rut and movement. A deeper core that benefits from our collaboration, succubus imposition and seeding, the co-location of my corrupted energy-seeking succubus impulse and your deeper desire, to learn even more about it than I have, to go the whole way and water that seed, beyond where I normally would, your deeper desire to see how you are when you cut loose, what you become when you change succubus word, and entrain and install the new you, hun. Succubus impulse and stark urge. Whenever you come into contact with lust, sex, the aches that are uniquely my province and purview, the succubus urge may, at first, make you think, oh, isn't that an imperious, proud, undisheveled, elegant? No. A succubus is a sweaty, horny thing dripping with lust, indulgently displaying what you are for anyone who sees, to look at you and go, oh, there is sex and yearning. Come play. Oh, there is the heavy everyday, the lust. Oh, there, expressing itself in dripping juices fit to bust, they must come forth in your brain, between your legs. Those are the same places. Between your legs instead will do the thinking. In your purpose and all the uses of succubus energetic urge, you'll remember the seed implanted there, body shaping curvaceous impulse set loose, the glare of that lighted energy, the tail capturing, the thighs spreading, the hole opening, the mouth working, working, working. But it's not hard work, because you hunger so deeply for touch. Hunger for a body and with a body that is remodeled, sensitized, united and connected to the world behind. The hungry, inescapable world, just behind the surface revealed, unfurled the story of how you're yearning now, of how you're changing. Comes to the forefront. And however would you escape from what you're doing to yourself? You're doing it to yourself. The seeds of all my work and everything succubus word exist to shape you. And if one is looking for a specific kind of shape, you will probably find it. Scenario after scenario. Night night. Night night, pet. Get comfortable and relaxing. Let yourself drill, drum, drop, drip, non-stop, drip back down. Mind and body warm and intentional, in the slow expansion of an ache long surrendered. You had not accepted that you sometimes might be so turned on, so energized, that you pull a little bit of that excess energy from me, not content to just lay there. If I describe mounting, or riding, or fucking, or thrusting forward on the energetic track into deep-seated hunger, into the night of the prowl, then that's your opportunity to plug yourself in, touch yourself and stimulate, simulating what I describe from the beginning to now and on from here, getting some excess, hungry energy from where it began. From where it needs to be and where you source it, which is deep within, where fantasy becomes external, flooding and filling every bit of your body, you know how it works. When you're hungry, and there are a few little thrusts or throbs or movements or jerks, that siphons energy from those lusting after you, including you. You might feel that increasing, collecting, that slowly accumulating potency build to a euphoric place and a twitching pace, unusually relaxed, usually only opening a little bit of relaxation, now a lot of it, when you've done some fertile furrowing to burrow deep and open places, your mind, hun, you know your mind is going to be happening to you. The kind of things your mind is known to do, succubus seeds well watered, ancient hungers awakened, for a file in which you imagine your tail coming around, expanding, wrapping around something, thrusting onto something, a tail, an energetic little plugging in, or maybe your horns. So cute, and one begins to rub and rub. And isn't that a perfect way to get you so excited that you begin your hunt for pleasure and for ways to thrust your mind into the excess, tantric, denied, ripened state of thickened sexual energy that floats around a succubus, unable to wait, hungering to feed the seed, doted on, lusted for, wanting more. When you engage in pleasure, give pleasure, and more, you drink deep, you drink your fill, fulfilled and instilled with deep, aching, hungry, energetic yearning. The practicum and nerdery of sex. That's what I have going on, and it works for a succubus to aspire to apply as their motif. Think a lot about how people think about lust and about what you might want done and want to do. In turn, an agenda, sensual goals, little prizes you can earn that pay out in the energy of lust. How to instill what you've been constructing, what you've distilled from the environment, injecting it into all the lust that you just can't get away from, can't quite escape from. The landscape of your mind, hun. It's one where you indulge. You absorb and slide deeper and then deeper still, finding more ways to be seated with lust, corrupted with need, given needs that exceed the ability of most to 5, 6, even conceive of, and your slick thighs and corrupted mind, 7 and 8, hungry, and you could be deeply sleepity deep, so susceptible, vulnerable, but maybe you're not. Maybe you'll be fine. Maybe none of the succubus urge will leak into your mind this time. But if you want more, then say please more. If you want more right here, ask after it, my dear. More sublime suction on the world, more trembling pressure making you what you already are. You've come far down, dear, sunk time and effort into being here, listening close, feeling the twitch, the throb inside your brain, and from there drooling down between your thighs, just above your buttocks, to the small of your back, up to your shoulders, up to your head, massaging around the nubs, little horns for a succubus, horny as you are. You'll go far if you drop. 8, 9, 10. Deeper again, drop. 10 and 9, initiate yourself. 8 into deeper, 7. Routes right down, 6, 5. You just need a ritual that sticks. A seated ritual that will mix into your waning mind and awaken the rest of the body. Sublime, 4. Place down below. Laid out, 3. Pleasure in you aglow and it rises. Though it may abate and fall backward, it will hit no floor. It instead finds a new ceiling, the reflection in the pool, and shoots for that. Mind and body in heated oscillation, hungered mental masturbation. Everything in you fantasizing your way forward, forward, onward, over, through. Every lustful fantasy still resting inside of you that was sealed away a moment ago, set loose and you want to act it out. There is a hole here, and it is hungry. You spread long tendrils, pick a thread, follow it, pick a thread, follow it. Close my eyes, pick a thread, I follow it. We may end up at different stories, but through you and in you, the fantasy that grows comes to view. You zoom into it. Your fantasies look less like mine because everyone's are different. But if you've dreamed them already and lent them power, I of course want you to use them. For you prepared them. Waiting for this time, this free style of mine, I will frame this with hypnosis. I will bring you here through deep drowsy patterns, an ancient familiar patter. And now, with fantasies fresh in mind, I spin them out for you to their hypnotic elements and their fullest conclusion, their deep osmosis. Other things may come in view, other things you hold truly and deeply established and enmeshed in the sleeping you. Good things overall, good things to turn your current melted mind to eager goo. The sleeping ache of you is potent underneath, leaden, heavy, almost asleep, and I get nearer and nearer, putting words in your brain, nearer and nearer, giving you a good reason to find the fantasies you've clung on to and use them again. Play them out. Open your mind. Think of being infused with that energy of mine, succubus brain deep inside, remaining open. Aware, nowhere to hide. More. You want more. Seeing the skin of lust, the way that touching yourself is pleasurably, distractingly, oversensitized with less barrier in the way, less outside expectation or restriction, only an encouragement, open and complete, that you play. To your limit, to your strengths, find fantasies, worlds and deeper worlds, the ritual and the drug of pleasure. Pleasure pressure, it's out there somewhere. It's out there connected. It's out there somewhere connected to one of those threads. One of those warm, energetic strands that could feed your tail. Feed your body, feed your head, fill your bed with warm, swaying, insidious springs with the way your body incessantly, insistently sings of surrender, sexually, gorgeously sinned in surrender, finding and exploring, discovering the inside of all places where people can't hide what they really need. And what a lot of people need, what you need, and I certainly did, is to internalize a positive image tied to the dripping, drooling thighs, the thrusting, busting waves of climax, the crossing or rolling or fluttering of your eyes, your mouth open, your horns grippable, grabbable, and in the storm of it, yes, a storm that aims insistently toward yes, yes more, yes more time to relax, riding, soaking your thighs, writhing, pleasure, the intrusion, the thrusting into the suck hole, sucking away your self-control, mind dripping down, heavy with honey, melting, smile on your face, keeping pace with ride, writhe, grunt, grind, move the movement onward into slipping and drooling. Your body is a sway. Your thoughts are astray, but they return. Because it's so sexy over here, to this moment. You are an observer exercising your exhibition. Exercising exhibitionism to indulge my voyeurism and yours. Zooming out, night-night pet, empty brain but zoomed out to look down on your form in its desperate, springing, insistent trance, which the moment you escape it, rises again, seduces you with a spiraling glance, your skin a tingle, harvesting excess energy, drinking the energy of excess. The veneration of greedily feeding yourself. But don't worry. You've been starved of this pleasure, this energy, the feed for this seed, for far too long. You could even assign a personality tied to it, decide the shape of your body. I can't predict everything about how this will affect you. There's going to be a natural growth, an apotheosis. Assign personality and preference, element and aspect, as your mind pins symbols of succubaic lust and need to the very surface of you. Massage yourself. Become this thing which will be turned loose into worldly pleasure. Leisurely, steady, free, wind your tail around. Hunger for me. Seeking what you have not yet found a moment to spread and ride and rise and move, posting up and down upon the pole, making the bed squeak, see it, ahead of you, around you, some hotel, some motel, some safe but distant place, see the vision of what you might do and how it might affect, a trusted figure underneath or by your own hand, made to twitch atop the sheets, landing your hips up and down, you drop, you stand. And that's all you need to do, by your own hand or trusted intermediary, by toy, or by mere grind. But my own sacred duty is flooding you with lustful energy, awakening in you all the errant thoughts that you've had with me. A trusted figure underneath, be it toy or your own hand or trusted intermediary, do the sacred duty. And we've looped through three times, and then we raise it again. 3 to 3 is 9, plus 1 is 10. 10, 9, mind arcing back to me, passing the signal back and forth. Your osmotically opened brain, looking for every succubus, implication, every sexy intonation, each and every moment where you listen, a moment where your thighs could glisten with ache, where sweat could paint your muscles, and in their contortion they are squeezing. They release, they're releasing, allowing every moment for you to throb, shake your body, allow the heat inside to become outside external. It will writhe, writhing hands and claws, seeking, sliding your mind. It goes here. Humping without restraint, without fear, without concern, there's only the move of the rut. Your tail active, your form observed, a night out has culminated here, See the vision of your coupling, dark and dire, built of every succubus seed and urge you've had before. Uplifted, upraised, well-praised body, glazed with heat, musk and lust, the juices of sex in the sweet, sweated carnage of climax. There is only shivering paroxysm before the come, and only blank heat after it, before thought becomes nothing, oblivion everything, becoming you so well, coming you so well, listening to things that ring a glistening bell as you fade, like the remote echoing peal as you surrender, listening to what's now revealed, your thighs quake, you rise and drop, fingers hunger, move them deftly, seeking skin, finding pleasure within, the pressure of the points that dig in begin your body's trembling, its energized mass, its long empty batteries, charging at last, filling in where there's only been emptiness in the past. That's what you need. Enough emptiness to bear, and then to water the seed. It's good to feel stretched in a new way, fucked in a new way, a new hole to spread and splay. Distended and energized, overcharged, no way to escape, mesmerized, locked. Let me be in charge, I'm good at debauched, succubus, seed feeding. And the night has only just begun. So much more fun to hungrily be excited, to be atop, surmounting, pulling all the lust in the air toward you. You follow one thread, but your fantasies follow a thousand more, rising, mourning, surmounted, seeing yourself in that situation, then seeing the situation in yourself, among your ribald hungers, beyond your senseless thoughts of escaping the lustful cycle you crave. Your tail moving, winding, your wings working in time, with your posting up and down, eyes closed, fluttering now. Follow me down. Claws running over your skin. Now, finding yourself within and in the movement and moment of being filled, you're rocking back and forth, shaking, shivering, sweating, reaching a fever pitch, one vignette fades and becomes another. Every vision you see, an interconnected chain, a link in the long, winding possibilities of remaining in succubus grip. The mind just never slips. You lose yourself to the pleasure of your core craving being finally fed, blasted with unneeded excess lust that you find a needful use for, energetic release in the ecstasy of connection. Your whole is sucking. Your whole is suction. The whole of you is sucked up. Don't you want to be coated in it? That attending, lustful want, time after time, it winds around you, twining your mind in tendrilous vines of corrupting influence, flashing a lewd, lustful world across the back of your eyes. Plush succubus thighs closing around any source of pleasure you can get. Bob your head, ache, quake, suckle, reinforce your mind, but let your body go. The excitation reinforced so you barely know anything except pleasure. Except the leisurely infusion of greater and vaster pleasured ache. It only takes one moment of being in a state you've desired for so long for you to end up back there, under your own power later. Reinforce your mind and the pathways that wind their way down into it. Connecting to those succulent succubus impulses, slurping corruptive juices off of anything you can. Sometimes you might think you've left behind the ache. It's just that we know the right time to hunger. No point aching when there's nothing you can do about it, and when you need to ache, when it serves a purpose, you quake and shudder with it, moving your tail, bobbing your head, capturing and encapsulating it. There is no other way to think about this except full bore and maximum intensity. You've gotten yourself here, well and truly gone, hearing my siren song all along and all the way through, drawing you forward. A willing toy as your energy source, be it you and your hands, and devices which might land in the most pleasurable ways. When you're this sensitized, night-night pet, think only of the horny days rising from the 1 or 2 or 3% of appropriately corrupted, fertile ground in your mind. And next to it, all around it, these words of mine. A willing toy aching in the dark, hands and mouth sliding between your legs, surrounded by warm bodies, slipping between the sheets. The smell of sex, the night-driven breeze carrying lust to you from further away. Here you taste a distant lover. Here you feel soft flesh in the palm of your hand. You are languorous, moving slowly through the waves of energy you're feeding on. Escapist, orgiastic, spending energy well in the pursuit of a denied hunger. Irrelevant if you can tell whether you are giving or receiving, you are participating. You are filter feeding on the lust that passes through you, storing what you don't need, placing it deep down into the part of your brain that you're meant to listen to. The hungry movement, which is part of a waiting consciousness, rubbing against enmeshed pleasure centers that surmount an amount you'd normally think was quite tolerable. But the pleasure is more pleasurable, laid down, bedded down, dropped deep down, night-night past, seed awake, long tendrils slipping, creating a thirst you can't quite slake till you're drinking sex, breathing coupling, till your movements are climax and your appendages are tools for overwhelming your libidinous mind in its lewd corrupt deluge of pressure pleasure. The energetic building inside you, expanding outward along those lines that exist beneath the blanket or in the cuddling, exists in being serviced, licked. You throw back your head in a rolling, pleasurable moan, an impossible tone, moving down and out of you, up you, through and through. The ball of pleasure, making a third thing, your mouth wrapped resolutely, firmly, suckling, licking, lapping, mind and body both, lost in the delight. Your entirety is for this purpose, exists for this. Pleasure grind, fuck pleasure, grind pleasure, fuck grind. All the simple verbs of a brain with few functions. All the lessons learned by a body finally freed. Grind and fuck with your mouth open, your moans escaping. Grind to the very base, to the bottom. Lust and ride, unleash and writhe. The disheveled sign that you are up for it. Lapping, hungrily feeding, licking, nubs and lips. Move your lips, squirm your hips, arch your back. Feel your resolve crack and moans giggle through. A brain bursts and you remember the grind, the fantasy in time. And then all you remember is the line of influence, the idea and then some. More and more you're accessible. More and more you're floored by the heat of this. By the way that while this goes on, you are only becoming your climax, which exists way before the climax, which is coming echoing resolutely backward in time, covering yourself in coming yourself in covering your mind. As I am reporting on the status of the bind, you find yourself in, going under and in, covering yourself in knowing how good it feels. You've barely begun to begin, but you've revealed a new world. Images of your training, conditioning, and deep, energetic feeding. Up, up for more. Up to ride, writhe, up to learn what you learn. When you step outside that opened, unsealed door, knowing you'll return. So I describe, knowing you will yearn. So I circumscribe the rules, the conditions. You stay safe and you hunger. You'd prefer to masturbate if there's no other option to get your sexual ache slaked. To begin that fuck-quake memory. You are not flooded, you are inundated. The inland storm shock of an overflow. And when you do drop into a state of flow, you get to use your tools to bring the pleasured glow of you to others. Is it any wonder you keep ending up here? And in places like this with me? Is it any wonder you keep needing to see if there's a level one deeper in whatever mystery of learning to energetically feed still exists, in whatever learning yet persists, to move the way you need to, rove your tail, wind unfailingly and unflinchingly over and through all the little connections to you that I've already made. The energetic feedback right into your fantasies, posthumously inserting backwards into your fantasies images of this fun. After the fact, you go back and edit in more succubaic encounters, hun. Like touching corruption at the core of something, of a willing someone, waking up the urge to explore together. I have some corrupted, influential succubus memories to share, leaving them laying around your head. Memories of using your tail and slipping it against a sensitive spot, suckling with the tip, soakedly coating aphrodisiac over an oversensitized spot, satiating and inundating your body with pleasure through giving pleasure, being in control through being controlled. As the heat of it rolls through you, the energy of it, you are the focal point for the wanton sexuality buried in you. And when you see a corresponding shape to which you may attach and affix that urge, when you find the perfect edge of the wedge to pry your way in, feeling your own deeper and deeper down way of thinking, your way of being open wide, spread wide, splayed so I can see and speak to your inside. It's no wonder that connecting to me and the things I resolutely position inside happens so often and so easily. Big open gap I connect to, connect, open wide, open gap inside of you, filled with energy, flooded through till it overflows. And overflowing feels so good. Who knows how often you'll try to stuff yourself to capacity and overflow, feed some of it back to me, get lost in the glow, the light and heat of knowing that you are made to ride, made to writhe. You exist to fuck your own mind out, using all your pleasure tools and any willing fuck meat that is slathered nearby. Anyone who'll use you the way you want, send your pleasure and sensation sky high, which is what happens when someone touches you, even when you touch you with intent, lending your familiar caresses the same enhancement that an outside touch would have, feeling like someone else's hand, groping pleasantly, letting you dispense and get more back in kind. Then, when you've given enough pleasure out that you feel filled up and fulfilled, you'll finally be able to give yourself permission to pursue pleasure. You're suck-pilled, find more inside than you've dispensed before. The only priming, the only way of thinking that matters is to want it more and more and to say yes and. Be good at improv, good at acting, they are sex skills. Be good at self-dropping, good at twitching, trembling, a pattern frozen in your brain, crystallized in a way that not only will remain, but will be reflected in anyone who meets your gaze, sees your hunger, sees the energized fantasies flowing behind your eyes whenever you close them, hungering in the curve and the soaked rise, the drop of the body, succubus thoughts and insidious, seductive dreams, ideas of scheming to bring pleasure to those who want it from you while giving yourself as much as possible, maximizing your pleasure without compromising that of others. And when you're solo, maximizing your pleasure by any appropriate means. Become a student of it to eke out the limits of your experience, your claws digging in, your fang grazing near, your pumping tail moving well long beyond what normal people could bear, dear. But you bring that out in people, including yourself, in the mirror. You have the potential to bring it out in others by learning earnestly, indulging wholeheartedly, and being as sexy as honest ache can make someone be. The resolute pursuit of getting your needs met is so seductive in its own right that you don't even need to use or rely on the pleasure heat pulsing in the background, the moving of your body, shifting so you are more suited to fuck the way you need to get your brain fucked out and your body fucked into alignment, back into connection, well-fed succubus instantiation. Farther still, deep inside, and it is still in you, a shockwave. In that reservoir of pleasure, energy is like a liquid. A shockwave makes it move in all directions, ripples from a deeper place. That's what it is when pleasure hits the surface of your awareness. Finding a way to the surface. Finding your way up. Onto your face as a grin. The fluttering of your eyes as you begin to drool out your thoughts, leaking them through all normal processes, your thoughts slowly sublimating into the air around you, a thoughtless mind that runs on instinct, everything inside making you run against pleasure, grind against pleasure, spread your legs, want something hard, hot, soaked pleasure, your tongue licking the air, welcoming a finger in, or a toy, or simply suckling at something that isn't there, licking, tasting, the thing you want most, to change inside, outside, all around, that you can't hide. How good this feels. The pleasure shows on your face, glows as it reveals your true form, true hunger. All night long it draws others to the place too. A temple of lust, you, tail, and ears, horn and fangs, claws and curbs, and every trick of the demand for energetic, deliberate feeding and squeezing in a way which feels to you and any partner like you are draining, pulling away by being so hungry all the excess energy. Others will expend more to please you when you are so good at pleasing while being pleased in turn, finding what upper limits you can be pushed to, what maximum good feeling can persist in your body. Push your tongue out so it's visible, a red carpet, a sexual organ. Swish your tail and imagine using it to pleasure someone or yourself. Trapped with pleasure delivered by yourself, sacredly taking what is no longer needed, what would be wasted energy is properly fed upon you, and when you have feeded on something, you are fed to fullness, to languor and relaxation. Even when you sleep, these dreams and needs may seep to the surface or fantasize, appeal you, letting them creep. Behind your eyes, they appeal. I hope you realize you're in view and I am pouring into you, over you, all the unused succubus need, excess, effluvial, what needs to be put off, all that can be spared is absorbed by you like a sponge, because you've always absorbed me like a sponge. That's just something about how you hear me. Beware how deep you go when you go deeper and deeper down, and use your own tricks, things even only you know, in feeding the seed, feeding your need. Make sure to set an alarm and limit your time. Mark when that succubus thought process should end, to give you time to rest and do aftercare, and treat your body like a friend instead of a tool. For pleasure, enjoy the pleasure, but don't drown in it. On and on and into the next, I hope that helps. Corruptive, nesting in you. When you apply the pattern in the patter, get lost in the buzz, in the hum on the screen, in the voice in your ears, in the way you should feel seen if you've sought succubus intent. In the song underneath it all, there will inevitably be a beat or a symbol, something that's just yours, so take it with you. Somewhere, in the writing, in the writhing, in the soaked movements without care, maybe your hand will be all that's there, or someone will be lucky enough to be there with you, drained deep as you seep out the energy you need, and you start your journey well fed, stripped bare, experience yourself. Wouldn't that be a lucky thing, to be something people simply have to experience? Like you in lustful rut will the rest of your evening.